Find it there. This is my first poem I ever got published. It was taken by the shock in 2006. Insert title. Opening sentence, comma, semicolon, full stop. Next few lines lost to editing, sentence fragmented, dot dot dot, exclamation mark. Vague, obscure reference to personal experience, quotation mark, hyphen, colon, question mark. New paragraph, assonance with dissonance, dissonance, more lines lost, closing line, end of poem. I won the 2007 Coach Grand Slam, and as a result I got to go to the Green Mills Room in Chicago, and I also got to read at the Vilna Festival in Slovenia. And this is a poem of that experience in Slovenia. Closing ceremony, Vilna Festival, Slovenia. We gather like the leaves will soon on the ground of Vilna Cave. The clouds are ripe, the sun setting, leaves a shimmering spectacle. A man dressed in black, a woman dressed in white, the yin and yang of day and night. Captivate with interpretive dance, leap and bound, we rotate around like celestial bodies casting shadows on the individual leaves of surrounding satin. The dancers disappear, a hand reappears, beckons us down to the depths. We descend the steps, where again find day and night in a dance. Two musicians, the sun and the moon, soliloquy around them. I stop halfway down, fixated like the static pipe overhead. Something tears my mere flesh. I am dawn, I am dusk, on the steps, passing people down. I dance in free birth. Anyone hear me okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This next poem is a William Blake inspired poem. I bought a collection, a book of his selected poems, and this resulted. It starts off with a quote. Does the sower sow by night, or ploughman in darkness ploughs? Mr. Blake, on this night, black as innocence lost, buses, taxis, aeroplanes plough with broken furrows the fields of Castleknock, Dublin 15. After which the wind from a bottomless bag disperses the tears of every parent's shed to fall on disturbed tarmac. Before the rays of the sun make pale the moon and extinguish street light, with junkie's needle and rotting reed blot in moon black blood, this balcony where I make myself scarecrow, keeping a watchful eye for all the children taken. This is a poem about hating computers. Control Alt Delete. My computer has 850 gigabyte memory with integrated wireless hyper threading technology, DVD, CD, RW compatible. Anyone know what that means? I just have it for typing, stealing music, and porn. Computers all claim to be 68,000 million times faster than the rest. Still takes 4 days to download anything high speed connection, my art. with technical specifications like Intel Pro Wireless 2200, 802.11, B/D Mini PCI Wireless LAN. And I did not make that up, but what the fuck? Instruction manual the size of one piece. Double negatives appear on screen. Would you like not get more info? And don't not click here. That internet something? Everything's a click of a button. Download the plans, customize your very own nuclear bomb. Chat online with an 18-year-old virgin who's actually a dirty old man. Emails from lawyers claiming there's money in a will somewhere, and all they'll want is your credit card details. www.spotrightoff.com. When it comes to the internet, there's only one address. www.porn.com. The stuck together pages of the World Wide Web. Print. Isn't technology great? Yeah. Till the bloody printer smudges the ink and the picture comes out all distorted. And it's not the first one, because there's 40 more of them on the ground. www.bang_brokenprinter.com. All this wireless broadband bollocks will destroy the world. No apocalyptic battle, Army versus Neo. No. Somewhere someone will press the wrong button, or a 13-year-old hardcore hacker in the parent's basement will send out a virus. Memory deleted, everything lost. Security and launch codes? Sorry, George, your missiles won't work now. Or maybe they'll launch at their pre-programmed coordinates that haven't changed since the Cold War. Financial and banking records purge. Email derailed. Economy collapse. My last verse can be read online at www.mytheodden.com. And it doesn't even matter if the printer smudges it ink, because all this .com Wi-Fi technology is nothing more than grade A cockpo. www.nprogram.com//semicolon/hypercolon every other kind of colon .com. Yay! These next five poems are a selection from my forthcoming debut collection titled Written at Work. The Killing Fields and the Turlock. Wonderland meets a gulag, the conventional childhood for anyone who grows up on a farm. Like we were the four magpies that Dad could not shoot. Like a calf pulled into this world by our legs, we were dragged from our cozy beds, cold and cursing quietly at the lack of rain. That battered plastic basket meant a long day. Frog march back to the meadows, the killing fields, to follow the baler around and around and around on our tiny legs. Saddam was hanged for less. 5 o'clock, a partial pardon to bring back the cows and check the sheep. There was always one missing. When not on a tour of duty, picking stones or follying cattle, we amused ourselves at the turlock beyond the woods behind the house. Every winter, our one request from Santa, for it to freeze over so we could skate on like in the American films. In the summer, it would retreat to a pool, a wallet-sized photo from a still-life painting. We would cannonball from the trees using Dad's carving rope, pilfered from the barn. Now there was an Aladdin's cave of cool things to borrow. In the dead of night, Dad would curse when asked by the vet if he had any rope. No, they're all hanging from shagging trees. Today, I am still the magpie, picking at the corpse of our childhood, hanging from the ropes that have long since rotted. Make a wish. In this sunny meadow, sheep bleat. Today is my birthday. The evening breeze helps blow out my candles. The sheep still bleat. Before I go, each guest will get some cake. Rude not to share. 5 pieces I will cut. The sun, the wind, the sheep, and me. The last piece I will keep for the moon. Shepherd. In the killing fields of my youth, the grass has been grazed, skin tight. The sheep, their white, wetted fleeces marked by the ram. I watch night encroach. The trees, leafless and black against the sky, heavy with rain. The open fridge lights the dark utility. I need milk. I'm going to save the world from my bedroom on the PlayStation. I'll plant listening devices in Siberian substation servers so the CIA can listen to the malicious chatter. As the milk settles, the moon ripples in my mug. A jar of coffee later, last mission, assassinate the militia leader. 3 a.m., the time heifers calf. Nearly morning, the breeze asleep, but not the cold. 4 a.m., a calf delivered, winched into this world by the vet, as sports light filters over sleeping houses. 1 last glimpse of the moon. Cuckoo cries break the silence. Time for bed. I'll finish saving the world tomorrow. A simple tribute. 30th of March, 2006. Dublin born, Leitrim native, John McGavern died today. Art Life documentary, first learnt of your existence. Mother died, father raised you from the barracks. Title of your first work. Childhood days engrossed in reading, unaware of your sister's doings. Later life, out to the gaiety, off to Sweden. You lived your life, you wrote your words. Paper being published most, so you said. Who'll feed your few cattle and sheep? That clock in the hallway will tick no more. Five heifers, all winter, housed in the yard, fed the freshest silage, the cleanest water, all the nuts they could eat. But they'd hang their heads by the gate, long for earth between their hoofs, hard to run giddy on concrete between confining walls. Eventually beaten with hurleys and black pipe onto the back of a truck, 5 heifers hang from hooks. And now for something completely different. Here's the poem I won the Coach Grand Slam with. It's about a trip I took one day in Amsterdam. Day tripping in Amsterdam. Under leafy cobblestone streets, I arrive at the tourist office. by which I mean the Mushroom Galaxy and Prince and Grass. Peruse and browse, make my decision, my destination, the far side of my imagination. Alice, the girl at the counter, explains the do's and the don'ts, and in the event of, I'm not listening, I'm looking at her. Next stop on my itinerary, Vondel Park. I thought that Vondel her in the park. After devouring my magical picnic, Cahill Gibbon, from under a humongous bonsai tree, whispers, what law shall you fear if you break your yoke but upon no man's prison door? My left leg starts to grow. I postulate all sorts of whimsical nonsense like, wouldn't it be great to live in a map? You'd always know where you were. The never-ending story unfurls in the sky. The dragon set chests in the clouds, and I hear every blade of grass grow. Like Isaac Newton under the apple tree, an epiphany strikes. I wonder what the head guy phone at Vodafone is like. I text my friend in Athlone. Have great difficulty spelling Vodafone, 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 despite it being plastered across the top of my phone. Received reply reads, it's probably a brick with no text in 086. A passing penguin redirects my attention to rollerbladers rocketing around traffic cones. Poetry in motion until they fly off to the third moon of the Orient. Saddened, I sing to the clouds. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent this with you. You're gonna reap just what you sow. Took the wrong tram to a bad part of town. Completely freak on a busy fridge. Drooling at a Christian Democrat selection manifesto I received in the park. I was going to give them my vote if it got me home safe. Wake up half naked in a shopping trolley at Schiphol Airport. Just in time for my flight home. Not that I needed a plane. Next time I listen to Alice, not just worship at the altar of her cleavage, but man, it was deep. Briefly mentioned on the 9 o'clock news. Today, the streets of my country come alive again. Ghosts of cowboys and Indians contentedly play. Shadows of secret police have faded. We are now liberated. Allah be praised. All the Indians are dead. Pack corpses of rotting rubble to the restaurant I walk. Eat my last supper and detonate. This is kind of a personal poem for me. I never wanted to get this knife. The three stooges, me, Brendan and Kieran, Cheech and Chong plus one, not best friends, brothers. They were the days. Fishing trips in Connemara, all night PlayStation sessions, skull and pints in Jordan, when we drank all our money, hitched to the ATM in Kilcoggin. There are still charges pending. Musical instruments which could not hold a tune, though we knew how to play each other. Wasn't always a comedy of errors. Late one September evening, Kieran and myself informed we were to be uncles. That night, Larry, Curly and Moe drank the last of the summer wine. At the removal of my gran from the funeral home, Not every man there stood, just the men. The four moons of this dead sun. Sister planets mourn on comfortless chairs. Every hand shook, every signature in the condolence book had a story and memory of Margaret. When the door closed to the public, in cruel silence, we placed pieces of our heart into her coffin before the lid covered. Multicultural ethnic diversity and all that other stuff. Ireland, 1937. The only foreigners were all those Shora fuckers over there in the other parish. Back then, you voted Fianna Fáil, and the only time you missed Mass was if the cow was calving. After which you brought the cast down to be blessed and said a decade of the rosary for missing Mass. The more things have changed, the more we thought it's been a fall. Ireland, 2007. Polish people serve us lattes. Nigerian nationals work in our banks. There's gold in them there hills of the Emerald Isle. But it's a big steaming turd that's in the crop at the end of the rainbow. While some leprechauns, depending on their brow, ring up Pat Kenny, Joe Duffy, complaining of these immigrant spongers. Ah, oh, but kiss me, I'm Irish. Shouldn't we build America? Sitting in a coffee shop in Amsterdam, the owner asks me, where are you from? Ah, Ireland, you're rich. What is the key of your success? Porn.com and the property market. Whose arse is about to? 100% mortgages, yeah? Someone farts in the Middle East, petrol prices soar, interest rates rocket. That will change the smile in your face regardless of your nationality. Age 15, 16, 17. My uncle sailed the Irish Sea, welcomed like the Poles and Nigerians today. Who did you murder, or are you a spy? Found work on the roads, no safe paths or unions. Worked like slaves who sent the shillings home. Multicultural ethnic diversity means nothing to ants. Times change, people adapt. The dog barks and the cow calves. I recently visited my uncle's pub in North Lee, Oxfordshire. Overheard a question he was asked. Do you miss Ireland? He paused, then replied, only when I'm there. And my last poem, I wrote it about a relative of everybody. Knock, knock. Oh, God, it's Jack. He'll come to your home, smoke all of your bags, he'll eat, he'll drink everything in the house. That's me, Jack. I come and I go as I please like the breeze, but sooner or later, like rain clouds that gather, I'll knock on your door. You could be gone out to Mass in the middle of Christmas dinner. That ain't gonna stop me. I'll have phone sex in Thailand with someone called Moon. I'll stay on your couch until the middle of June. You'll have to lock the bedroom doors, hide the family jewels. I won't flush the toilet. I'll use your toothbrush and clog up the sink. Come to your work inadvertently blurt what you really think to the boss. Back off to the pub. Stumble back drunk and puke on a different part of the carpet each night. Don't expect any help with utilities and rent. I'll beg, borrow and steal and I'm kicked out of my hole. Wander from county to relative the house. Can I borrow your car? A high-speed chase will ensue. Your premium will soar. I get arrested for Grand Theft Auto. I hope you'll please pay my bail. I'll come to your home, smoke all of your bags, I'll eat and I'll drink everything in the house. For he's Jack, a complete and utter fucking trash. Thank you.